getting it done at your house by the team here of Rosie on the House. We have Miss Sandra patiently waiting through the break to get online and ask us a question about a project she's trying to tackle. Let's bring Sandra into the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I hope you are too.
I'm doing great. It's always nice to hear everyone's voice over there. I look forward to this show every weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I have a question about my bathroom. I've got laminate countertop in my downstairs bathroom, and around the sink, there's like just this 4-inch piece that goes across behind the toilet, like where the toilet tank is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it's possible that I could trim that 4-inch piece off to open that up and put in like a tall, like a wall shelf behind the toilet.
So,
one of those standing shelves.
So we have a bathroom with a plastic laminate countertop that is over the cabinet, and then the toilet sits beside the cabinet, and that top then curves back and creates a ledge that goes across the top of the toilet. Am I picturing this correctly?
Yeah, so I've got that ledge across the top of the toilet tank, and I want to cut the 4-inch that ledge off.
Okay.
So I can put in one of those freestanding over-the-tank shelf units.
Uh-huh. And we're going to, when we cut this, Sandra, you got to understand there's going to be about 4 inches of the cut top that's going to stay exposed. You're going to see particle board there. You're going to have to find a creative way to patch that.
Would it be possible to take a piece off? Like if any of it peels up off the piece that I cut off,
You could try that with a heat gun. That contact cement that's holding the particle board, depending on how old this is, sometimes heat will cause that contact cement to let go. And then you could try and recontact cement it. As a matter of fact, if you're going to try this, don't use contact cement. Use CA glue, binder with an accelerator. You can buy that at Rockler. It's the most incredible glue you've ever used in your life. It's absolutely amazing. You don't have to clamp it. You don't have to do anything. You put the two pieces together, and in 3 seconds, it's done. It's so hard, you can't break it apart. So I would tell you to take a 4-inch grinder, and I would take a tri-square and put it on the back wall, and I would take a highlighter, and I would try and mark that line as straight as I could. And then I would take a 4-inch grinder with a diamond blade on it, and I would just set it on that Sharpie marker line and cut it. And then the top you want to remove, take a knife, cut the caulk on the top of that. You may even have to cut the caulk on the bottom. There's probably a little cleat on the wall that may be screwed to the bottom of the countertop. You may have to take a couple screws out. But it's going to be easy to remove that. And then you're going to have to find a creative way to camouflage it.
Might she need to repair some drywall, too, if she ends up taking...
Maybe just a little.
A little bit?
Maybe just a little.
Or hide it with a new
so
shelf?
So you're going to give this a try, Sandra?
Yes, I'm very excited about this. My husband said that there's no way that's going to work. So I was like, no way that you can cut that stuff. It's really hard. I'm like, no, we can do this. I'm absolutely sure we can do this.
No,
if it's, so if it's true laminate and it's particle board.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. If it's plastic laminate and particle board, it cuts pretty easy, as a matter of fact. I want you to take before and after pictures. And I'm really sensing the reason this is going to get done.
It's because he said
it couldn't be done.
Did you know that remodeling also involves marriage counseling? It's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's true,
it
Gary.
That's
it
called
does.
Hold my beer.
Honey.
Oh, that's true. You mentioned a diamond saw. or a blade,
diamond blade, yeah.
Would that be the same diamond blade used to cut tile, or is that something different?
I mean, once you invest the $37 in that blade, you can cut almost anything with it. But it will make – the problem with plastic laminate is it wants to chip, and you want to cut with the blade going into the laminate, not coming back out of the laminate. So a lot of times – When we were setting plastic laminate tops back in the day, you'd actually turn the top upside down to cut it, and that way the teeth of the blade were coming into the plastic laminate, not, you know, into the face of the laminate, making a clean cut. If you're coming up from the backside, it will actually chip the finish a little bit. So, Sandra, I hope all that helps. I really would like to see before and after pictures. The little do-it-yourself tip of the week is shade screens and all the roles that screens can play at your home. Shade screens, privacy screens, security screens, automatic screens.
You know, speaking of K-Biz,
okay.
New products and
we
things.
We can go back there, yeah.
Well, and we're going to tie it into the screens. The new motorized screens, and these have been manufactured for a while, but again, they're just at a new level. You have an app on your phone. You can raise and lower your screens. Picture screens that know automatically to come down when the temperature inside the home reaches a certain level. Picture those great big windows that open now. You can have a screen that actually can be in place, so you have a screen even when all those doors are open, which is kind of the reason you wouldn't open them, is because you're exposed. So anyway, they're just wonderful. They put like a track, and then the screen, you know, sets in there, and that you can they can go across or come down. The options are endless. So I kind of reached out to a couple of our guys, thinking about our projects.
Yeah.
And Arizona Sunscreen carries one called Genius, and a product called Zigzag. You can look those up. Those are fantastic.
And there's wind indicators for the dust storms.
Yes.
When the wind gets a certain speed, they automatically retract and go up. You know, those retractable sunscreens were actually invented here in Phoenix?
Well, you can see why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the man's name was Mr. Kane, and the company was called Awnings by Design. I can remember being involved very early in a couple, and when we met each other and when he was doing these installations, there was a lot of trial and error, but he really did perfect it.
They have come so far.
And now they're available from many manufacturers.
Well, our other partner, New West Shutters and Blinds, that also does the motorized, Rod and Katie.
Yeah.
They do one by Somfy, that's Somfy. Just looking at those are really cool, and they have all the bells and whistles too. But part of the trends that KBIBS was talking about and being home with COVID, people are bringing the outside in and the inside out, so that your living kind of continues to the out of doors. And we've always kind of been into that in Arizona anyway.
Yeah.
But there's so many things you could do with the summer coming to make that outdoor living so comfortable. One would be the screens, window screens, edge of the porch screens, and these motorized screens really, really make you able to open your house up and enjoy the out of doors.
When you've got the screens, maybe you have them down for the winter and you're getting ready to put them back up for the spring and the summer to beat the heat, your shade screens. Go ahead and clean them. I would not advise power washing them. Use a soft brush and a mild detergent. Just kind of scrub them down, hose them off really, really good, and let them dry. And here's the tip that you're going to be glad you tuned in all 3 hours of today's program for, is if you pick up a product called Aerospace Protectant, vinyl protectant, it will make your screens look brand new. It is a vinyl treatment product that we actually discovered for our boat upholstery 20 years ago. And I started using it on our sunscreens, and it really does make an aged sunscreen look like the day it was installed. And makes ours, it look yeah. brand new.
Ours are aged, and that I did not believe that you could restore them. We've used the product before, but I really thought this year would be it. But I think we're getting another year out of them.
Well, and I abuse our sunscreens, too, because we have a misting system that sprays all of that moisture all over the screens constantly on the back patio. So I'm just exasperating the problem, aging the screens prematurely. But we treat them with this product. You can find it. I have a hard time finding it on the shelves anywhere, but you can find it on the internet. Unfortunately, you got to go back to the internet to find it, but it's Aerospace Protectant 303.
Good stuff.
It is incredible stuff. So that one tip was worth the whole show.
I've got one more thing from the Red Binder before we
we're still in the Red Binder. Okay, Red Binder. Go ahead.
All righty. This is just too good to share. This came in from a Mr. Brian, and he said, I just want to shout out our wonderful refinancing process of your guest, Home Galaxy Lending Group.
Oh, yeah.
With our consultant, Jeff. After they were on your show on the 30th, I called Galaxy to initiate the process. I had an appointment with them by March 15th. Great service. Outstanding rate. We are so happy and glad to have Galaxy Lending Group on your trusted list. And he listed about 10 other Rosie certified partners that he has used in the last 10 years. And we just want to reiterate, as people who, you know, answer your questions throughout the week, that our guys are never out to get you. They are the best of the best. They are just that busy. You know, with the exciting news about, you know, maybe the potential of getting back to normal, we just want to reiterate that our guys are the best. They're not ignoring you, but wait times and call volume is just so high right now. We are experiencing a delay. So if you are reaching out to us because you haven't heard back, we promise we're getting to you. You're on the list. It's just everyone is
and that being
busy.
Said, we would never discourage you from calling us. If you do have a concern, we're there all the time. We answer the phone, kind of help you, assure you, you know, what's going on and certainly connect you with the company you're looking for.
Absolutely. You're not going to find a complaint resolution department like we have at Rosie on the House for sure.
We had an incident just in the last month. Someone called and wanted to meet on kitchen remodel. And I said, okay, our first opening, if anyone cancels, we'll call you. But our first opening for a new appointment is the end of May. And they hung up. Didn't say thank you. Didn't say anything. About an hour later, they called back and they said, that's as soon as anybody can meet me. I said, well, you know, I was going to explain that to you, but you hung up on me.
That's going to be the big memory of COVID. You know, in the beginning, even, you know, you're like, okay, it's going to be 2 weeks. Okay, it's going to be a month. Okay, it's going to be 6 weeks. And so then you start having ideas. Okay, I'm going to get crafts for the kids. And you go to online, and you know what? Everybody else had that idea before you did, and there's nothing left. And somehow everybody anticipated there'd be no toilet paper before you did, and there's none left. It's just kind of a new way of thinking where don't wait. At least get the process started. Get yourself in line. Get some questions answered so that you know what it's going to cost and how long it's going to take.
We've used the same cabinet manufacturer for years. And one of the reasons we used them was the quality of their product. And they guaranteed when you placed the order, those cabinets were going to be on your job in 21 days. And we could schedule the entire job down to the minute with their delivery.
Is that still true?
And in the course of the holidays and this spring, they've gone from 3 weeks to 12 weeks.
Well, even shopping with my mom this week for furniture.
Yeah.
Foam, did you get this? They're out of foam. So if you want, so if you have, you pick out that chair and you want your particular fabric on it, if you don't buy it off the floor and you want to order it, 10, 15 weeks.
For foam.
To stuff your chair and put you some new, So you just don't even, you can't even imagine all the things that have been upset by the supply chain. And did you see, I'm sure you did, Gary, you're a major watcher of the news, but the Suez Canal is now blocked by this massive barge. And so that's going to complicate supply even more in many products.
In that particular shipping channel, that will
around the world is going to affect.
Just the amount of product. When you take a look at that picture of that ship and the containers stacked, how high is that? Is that 8 stacked high? If it's in the hull, it's probably even taller than 8.
Yeah. Well,
much product is just on that one boat?
And I'll even add, because I'm an avid train watcher, I come from a railroad family, you're seeing what's called super trains, where you have maybe 3 or 4 units on the front. And then
yes.
You should see the amount of container flat cars with containers on them that are moving.
Yeah.
And some of them are 2 to 250 cars long.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to get all that product there as fast as they can.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
It is one big effect. And I think all of this is going to hopefully create suppliers that are more local.
Well, there would be a good news to come out of this.
Hopefully some of this manufacturing comes back to America so we're not ever exposed to this kind of craziness again. Okay, we've still got the last segment of Rosie on the House that we're going to be covering right after this. Short station break. Hang on. We'll come back with your takeaways of today's broadcast that you need to have for the following week.